really pleased to talk with you today about the HEROES Initiative and our community, academic, and school-based partnership. And it sounds like some others may have a similar idea as us, but we actually are going to collaboratively present and give some different perspectives based on the partnership in which we have. So thank you all so much for being here. The way that things are going to work for the next 20 minutes for us is that we want to give you all a little bit more context about the program that we all work on together. So Laura is going to share with you about the HEROES Initiative and the methodology that we evaluate it with, and I'll share some of the evaluation findings. And then Mindy, who has been with the project since inception, will share more about the partnership challenges and successes in which we've had.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Laura Mesker, and I'm with the Welburn Baptist Foundation, Health and Nutrition Coordinator for the program, as was stated earlier. So HEROES stands for Healthy, Energetic, Ready, Outstanding, Enthusiastic Schools. And it's a three-year grant program that promotes health and wellness in schools. And it's developed and funded by the Welburn Baptist Foundation. And the foundation is a nonprofit organization. We also work with community health-based programs, as well as early childhood education and faith-based ministries initiatives. HEROES is implemented in 31 schools, ranging from grades K through 12. And you can see on the map there, we serve a 14-county region in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and one county there in Kentucky. HEROES is based on the coordinated school health model put forth by the CDC, and we focus on five of the eight components: nutrition, health education, physical education, food and nutrition services, health promotions for staff, as well as family and community involvement. And we chose to focus on these five components out of the eight because they are directly related to a healthy weight status in schools for the students. Okay, our theory for HEROES is that school policies and activities that impact the environment of the school will therefore affect the student behaviors and then have an impact on the student health indicators, such as healthy weight and normal blood pressure. So a couple of the parts of the program in the policy and environmental change include, in the respect of healthier foods for the students, such as classroom parties, you know, getting the cakes and the cookies out of the classroom parties, maybe offering fruits and vegetables or even a non-food celebration item. Increased physical activity, giving them resources for brain breaks, helping them, guiding them through the implementation of a walking club for students instead of just getting to school and sitting there waiting for school to begin, having a walking club for them to remain active at the beginning of the day. Student wellness awareness groups are part of the health education component, getting students involved in health projects as an extracurricular activity. Staff wellness activities, that's getting them involved in educating them on health initiatives. So providing blood pressure checks there at school is a great way for people to keep themselves in check, and hopefully if it's there and it's available at school, then they're going to become involved in that. As far as family engagement, this is a very big part of student wellness, of course, and engaging families in wellness activities at school, whether there's a family fitness night or simply providing a newsletter to go home to the household. Just a few of the programs of HEROES. So the evaluation methods within HEROES are, first, the process. It includes on-site visits each spring from our evaluation team. And the rubrics include indicators that correspond to the specific coordinated school health elements, as well as those indicators that go above and beyond coordinated school health and are specific to HEROES. So, for instance, at the health education level, our component, Superfood HEROES is a taste testing program that is an in-house program created by the HEROES team. And it serves as a physical taste test for the students to be exposed to new vegetables, but it also has an educational component. So those processes assess the implementation level of the HEROES program in the school. And then the outcomes, the student health assessment questionnaire, which is referred to as SHAC, it's administered in the fall and the spring, and it is customized for Heroes, which is based on the spans. And then we also collect physiological data in the fall and the spring, and both of these items basically help us see how the implementation relates to the data.
So I'm just going to quickly share some of our evaluation findings. Certainly we could go into much more depth, but given that's not the crux of today's presentation, we do just want to make sure that you know that we're happy to answer any questions that you have related to the program or the findings, and we can also point you in the direction of a couple of manuscripts that have recently been published and are on track to be published soon. I do just want to mention related to our implementation fidelity data, we have found that schools have been able to implement Heroes with quite strong fidelity. So pretty much what happens is that after we go through the process of going to the site, doing the site visits that Laura mentioned, we have a lot of qualitative information based on in-depth interviews with stakeholders, and then we use that information in order to score these various indicators within different domains of the coordinated school health model specific to HEROES expectations. And then in addition to having that qualitative data, then we also turn that into quantitative scores for each of the domains as well as an overall implementation score. So out of all of the different things that a hero school should do and that we want them to do well, what's their overall level of implementation, a percentage out of 100%, and that we find that schools really range from about 75% to 95% in terms of implementation, which we're quite pleased with. In terms of the outcome data, this is based on 18-month time periods from 2009 to 2013, and based on 24-hour recall from the Student Health Assessment Questionnaire, which, as Laura mentioned, is based on the spans. And so we do know that there are statistically significant differences from when students start the program to this time period, 18 months later, in terms of students having less candy, less baked goods, less soda, eating more fruit as well as vegetables, and engaging in both more vigorous physical activity as well as non-vigorous activity or moderate physical activity. In terms of differences that we see regarding weight, this is what we found. So when we look at the overall data set of all students involved in the HEROES initiative, you see that and the orange and the asterisk represent statistically significant findings, that students are changing their status from overweight to normal weight as an overall group. While it does look small, certainly that represents a lot of people when we look at it in tandem. That being said, that we have been able to say, based on the overall data, that we do see HEROES as more of a primary prevention tool, and that students who are obese may need more targeted interventions in terms of the overall participant pool. Things get even more interesting, however, at least we think, when we divide things up based on our lower implementing schools, based on that fidelity data that we shared, and our higher implementing schools. So you can see that actually there are more changes more substantial changes related to students going into that normal weight category. And actually things aren't quite what we would want to see in lower implementing, but that actually makes us feel even stronger that our program is working right, because the better that the more that the schools are implementing as they should, the better findings that we see. And this has been a nice way to combine both our fidelity data and our outcome data. Okay, so let's talk about this partnership. The Welborn Baptist Foundation piloted Heroes, and then initially funded a cohort of schools, which has continued over the past several years. And the foundation has three full-time staff members committed to the Heroes initiative. So Laura, who focuses primarily on nutrition content, another staff member who focuses primarily on physical activity content, and then a director of the program. And they really help the schools with the day-to-day program management, technical assistance of the program. I think Mindy will share more, but they have wonderful expertise from being in the school system before moving into their positions at the foundation. They're also the granting organization. Just a wealth of knowledge in working with the schools. So in 2009, they contracted Indiana University to be the evaluation wing of this project, and so that's the academic partnership part. Mindy runs the evaluation element, and then there are a couple of other staff members that work from our team, which changes a little bit because there are some students involved, and students sort of students graduate, and for my role, talking about graduation, so I'm the graduate research assistant on the project at the PhD level. There also has been a research assistant at the master's level, the MPH level, as well as the undergraduate level, and there's also another full-time staff member in the office that works on a couple of different projects, including HEROES, and so we it has been our role to work with the foundation to design evaluation instruments, to facilitate data collection processes within the schools, to analyze those findings, to disseminate data to all of the stakeholders involved, and then more recently to do sort of more extensive dissemination efforts, so for example at APHA and other conferences and through manuscripts. And then initially you'll see that this was sort of where we were at the beginning of this project, that these arrows go down to the individual schools as sort of, I think we saw IU and the foundation as these partners which create this intervention in which the schools can benefit from, right? But we soon realized that that was sort of an erroneous assumption, and that in fact the arrows absolutely go in all of the different directions, because as HEROES continued on and expanded, we found that, oh my gosh, of course the schools know exactly what realistic expectations are for them. They have wonderful ideas for things that can happen both in schools and dependent on their individual school cultures, both throughout the year through sort of the day-to-day management of the foundation as well as our evaluation projects. We were just getting really wonderful information about ways to further tailor the intervention to get even more buy-in from the schools, and then of course hopefully to become even more effective. And so at that point, we really realized that our framework needed to change a little bit and became more of a responsive evaluation framework, meaning that the program was going to change over time based on new things that we learn about best practices. And Mindy will talk both about the benefits of that as well as some challenges that we face, since we know in this session we want to be quite honest about all the wonderful things that we find with partnerships as well as some things we need to work to overcome as well.
So one of the things that I should note is that when we say that Indiana University is a partner in this endeavor, actually Indiana University represents sort of two departments within the school, the School of Public Health and the Indiana Institute on Disability and Community are both involved in this endeavor. So from a university perspective, there's a partnership there as well. I actually do not work in the School of Public Health. I am a member of APHA. I just do not have my tag on right now. But it doesn't match my outfit. But I actually am I'm a research scientist with the Institute on Disability and Community, and most of my work, all of my work, is focused on community efforts. And so I do evaluation work entirely for schools, state departments of education, community-based organizations, and foundations. When HEROES first came to be defined, the Wellborn Foundation had a change in leadership, and I happened to have worked with the current director, the CEO of the foundation. I had worked with him at another nonprofit, and so he called and said, can you develop an interdisciplinary evaluation team that represents the School of Public Health as well as represents some project management in the field from evaluation. And so the way that the evaluation team has always been structured is that I have served as the project lead, and I have really handled project management and the design from an evaluation perspective. Our statistician, Dr. Dong Chul Seow, is a faculty member in the School of Public Health, and all of my graduate students have always been School of Public Health graduate students because they're the ones who have an interest, and frankly, they bring a lot of expertise to the project. I'm a generalist. I'm a methodologist. And I have learned immense amounts from my graduate students who bring with theoretical and practical applied knowledge of public health. So even within Indiana University, we have a bit of a partnership. So you can see that what we have really tried to bring to the table is the evaluation expertise, the research expertise, and the statistical expertise. Dr. Seow provides higher level general equation modeling and all kinds of HLM and things that I have no knowledge of, but help us tease apart this fantastic data set. We have 5 years of data that include behavior data, as well as biometric data, blood pressure, and then BMI. And I wouldn't begin to know how to answer some of the questions that the foundation has. But together as a team, we can really do that. As I said before, having the School of Public Health involved helps us to help the foundation understand the theoretical basis for behavior change. And when it comes to helping schools understand that, it's really important that the foundation serves as an intermediary. We found that teachers and administrators in schools know families and students really well. They don't always, even though they have the best intentions in mind, they don't always know how to change behavior. And we have a lot more background in how to do that. The foundation is a trusted community resource. Everybody in that county area knows the foundation and knows what their intent is. And so coming into the school and saying, I am with Indiana University and we're partnered with the foundation, that's a twofold whammy. People mostly know Indiana University because of their basketball team, but they also know that we're an entity in the state and they trust us as well. One of the other things I should point out with the foundation, and this is where we've really gained some advantage, because we are not operating from public dollars, the foundation is a private foundation. They've had the ability to be incredibly nimble. I'll share with you a little bit of in some of those areas, but just being able to be flexible and sort of change where finances are flowing and how they're flowing has been a really critical part of this. And we're grateful to the board and to Laura and her team for being able to advocate strongly for that. We're really pleased and we're lucky to be in a situation where our evaluation findings have been used. They've been put into place. We'll show you a little bit about how, if I can get it out in the next 5 minutes. Their contributions have been, I think, that's where we felt like we have gained the most unexpectedly. But because the schools know the students, know the families, and in many cases, especially rural schools, they serve as a hub in their community, unlike anything that I've ever seen before. Administrators and faculty know families. They know children that don't even go to that school yet. And they're just that center of focus, especially in those rural counties. Our partnership has been challenged a little bit by the geography, being far away from each other, having to really focus on making connections and make face-to-face time possible. Our responsive evaluation framework has been a positive and a negative. It's been difficult to present really empirical findings when our evaluation framework has changed slightly from year to year. We've been all right. We've managed to do it, but it's a little bit challenging. We've had some staff turnover. We find that staff turnover in the schools has been most impactful, especially when we lose our main champion of coordinated school health. That's devastating. We've been able to kind of sustain a little bit better on our end. We've also found that schools are oftentimes really conflicted because they encounter a lot of different priorities. Testing, teacher evaluation, even the new USDA requirements, as positive as we feel they are, they presented some challenge in terms of adhering to some of the HEROES requirements as well. The partnership has taught us a lot of things over time, and I think one of the things that we've learned a lot is that having multiple stakeholders at the table in the beginning, at the inception of the project, was really critical. It didn't take us very long to learn that the schools were going to have valuable feedback, but as soon as we realized that, we began to shape the process of our site visits, and we began to find ways to ensure that we were getting as much of their feedback as they were getting our feedback. And so that was pretty critical. We also realized that procedurally, we needed to make sure that we were all on the same page at the same time. And so if we're actually going to be looking for certain things in the evaluation, we needed to make sure the foundation was aware of those so they could communicate to the grantees that these things were happening, and vice versa. If the HEROES program shifted somewhat, we needed to shift our expectations. On an ongoing basis, though, that cycle, that regular cycle of data collection, dissemination back to the schools and back to the foundation has served to be kind of a linchpin for what we do. It provides some regularity and a lot of stability. So we've learned quite a bit just from hearing from our schools and hearing from the foundation, and certainly that cyclical nature that Alisa talked about initially, where the schools and the foundation provide us feedback as well as providing feedback to the foundation in the same way, has really contributed to an important and I think a very well sustained partnership. Okay, I did save 1 minute for questions. I could have said a lot more, but does anyone have questions related to the HEROES program or the partnership itself that we can address for you?
Sam.
They are K through 12, so we have elementary schools, and we have middle, and we have high schools. We also have several community schools that are in the urban area that's in Evansville, Indiana. And we have a number of K through 8 schools that are actually in the diocese. So in Evansville, there, for the size of the community, there are quite a few parochial schools. They actually have a very large Catholic population, and so I think about 20 to 30%. What's the percent of the population that attends parochial schools in Evansville? I think it's on the order of at least one out of every three students attends a parochial school, so it's a pretty big basis.
And did you do any analysis in terms of the differences in middle schools versus
our centers? We have a paper coming out that actually includes that. Laura, I'm just going to call you. Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, so it is actually coming out in the Journal of School Health in January, and so we did exactly that because there wasn't a lot out there on differences in implementation fidelity of interventions based on different school characteristics. So we looked at public versus private. We looked at elementary versus middle high school, socioeconomic status, and what was our last an additional characteristic? And so sort of a complex picture emerged when we looked at the different domains of school health, and sometimes it varied. But I will say that one of our or district versus the individual school, mm-hmm. Well, of course, that was an important one. I think our two primary findings were that elementary schools had better implementation fidelity than middle and high schools, mm-hmm. And that actually when the school was implementing at the individual level rather than at the district level, which is actually more traditional for coordinated school health approaches, it was actually better implementation fidelity at the school level. So that was actually kind of a key finding that we're excited to share.
Okay, that's our time. So thank you guys very much, and we appreciate you being here. We'll stay till the end if anyone has any other questions.